Five People Who Struggle for a Meeting by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, in the Hari Bhakti Sudhadya, there is another example, forwarded by Maharaj Dhruva. He says there, "My dear Lord, I have practiced austerities and penances because I was desiring to receive something from you, but in exchange you have allowed me to see you, who are never visible even to the great sages and saintly persons. I had been searching out some pieces of broken glass, but instead I have found the most valuable jewel. I am therefore fully satisfied, my Lord. I do not wish to ask anything more from your Lordship." The Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 46.
1. The Journalist.
"Please, sir, if I could only have a moment of your time. I would like you to respond to the latest controversy. If you could only give me a quote or two, that would mean the world to me. I could then write up a story in time to meet the deadline imposed by the publishers. Please don't run away. I am desperate. I..."
2. The Aspiring Musician.
"Please, sir, just take this demo tape. I know you have so many adoring fans, but I would like your opinion on my work. That would mean the world to me. I hope to one day follow in your footsteps. I want to be just as skilled, just as recognized, and just as successful."
3. The Constituent.
"Please, sir, if I could have a minute of your time. We have this one area on a local road that always gets flooded when it rains. It is creating a dangerous situation. We need you to do something. For many people, this road is the lone entryway into their residential neighborhood. When it gets flooded, people are trapped."
4. The Azurers.
Historical figures like Hiranyakashipu and Ravana underwent tremendous austerity and penance. They took to tapasya for personal gain. They wanted something. They did not approach Vishnu, precisely because the deva of the devas is never obligated to provide anything. He is not like the retail outlet or the bought and paid for politician.
Na cha ma tani karmani nibadhnanti dhananjay udasinvad asinam asaktam teshu karmasu. Quote, O Dhananjaya, all this work cannot bind me. I am ever detached, seated as though neutral. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.9.
Someone like Vrikasura sacrifices to the extent of receiving a direct meeting with Mahadeva. The Asura asks for a boon, and Lord Shiva kindly obliges. The miser, the kripana, the ingrate, is so disrespectful that he decides to turn around and exploit that benediction upon the benefactor himself.
Quote, "But if you have faith still in the words of Lord Shiva, my dear king of the demons, then why don't you make an experiment by putting your hand on your head? If the benediction proves false, then you can immediately kill this liar, Lord Shiva, so that in the future he will not dare to give out false benedictions." Lord Narayana, in the guise of a mendicant speaking to Vrikasura, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 2, Chapter 33.
Vrikasura then meets Vishnu in the form of a Brahmana. Vishnu manages to trick Vrikasura into trying the boon upon himself, which ends up saving the situation. We see that the coveted meeting in these instances only leads to temporary gain, but since the Asura mentality remains, there is eventual destruction.
5. The Devotee.
The distinction with the devotee aspiring for a meeting with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is that the steps continue. That is to say, whatever transpired in the lead-up, whatever means were previously adopted, in whatever manner a person manages to get the attention of the one who is known as the all-pervading witness, The connection does not have to end after the meeting. Dhruva Maharaj meditated for a long time. He wanted the attention of Vishnu. He heard that retreating to the forest was the best way to reach success. It was an intense effort, but the meeting had a purifying effect, though he initially wanted to ask something. The association with Vishnu in the devotional mood created a continuing resolution type agreement. His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura recommends against the desperate attempt to see God. The better approach is to work in ways that God will see us. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, His eyes are everywhere. This means that He already sees through the role of all-pervading witness, Antaryami.
Sarvata Paripadantat Sarvato Kshishiro Mukham Sarvata Shrutimal Loke Sarvam Avritya Tishthati. Quote, everywhere are His hands and legs, His eyes and faces, and He hears everything. In this way the Supersoul exists. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 13.14.
Devotional service is the way to get noticed, to have an exchange that is biased in nature. The surrendered souls are under His protection, and so they have the chance to easily cross beyond the ocean of miseries that is a material existence.
Devi hi esha gunmayi. Mam maya duratyaya. Mam ev ye prapadyante. Mayam eta tarantite. Quote, this divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.14.
In every other case, my work has to stop. The meeting is over. There is nothing left to be done. I can perhaps document the interaction to later revisit the affair as a way to review history, but otherwise the work is done. The work in devotional service continues for lifetime after lifetime. The meeting is but a formality, for the one in the devotional consciousness always sees the Supreme Lord. They feel as if He is never away from them. There is no separation, and so there is liberation even prior to departing for the next life.
In closing,
time my efforts not defeating, continuing even after the meeting, taking the opportunity now to follow an unbroken vow, that to Vishnu everything and more, His glories and His servants to adore, whether my efforts to appreciate or not, nothing this train can stop.